Good morning. Is anybody on?
Good morning, Betty. How are you?
I'm good, Steve. How about you?
Just hang in there.
Well, that's better than the alternative.
That's right. How are you guys doing?
Very good. Very good. I'm sorry we couldn't get together on your trip east.
Yeah, I was...
Someone else joined us?
This is Mary Lou.
Hi, Mary Lou. It's Steve and Betty.
Okay.
How are you this morning?
Well, I'm just there.
Char and Joanne
has arrived.
Someone else joined us?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Char and Joanne. How are you?
Doing good.
Great. We have Steve, Mary Lou, and me on with you, so, Betty. So that's a good start to the day. So, Mary Lou, what are you having problems with?
Oh, it's just one of those things that happens every 2 or 3 years. Something happens to my head, and my balance is bad. I don't know, the rest of my body's okay, but I don't know what it is, and the doctors say there's nothing they knew.
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
At least my general practitioner does, you know.
Right.
And I can't take that. It's arrived. Puts me in bed, but I just have to live with it for a few days. Maybe it'll pass.
Well, I certainly hope so. Could someone...
It's arrived.
Good morning. Well,
good morning, Betty.
Hi, Elaine. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for joining us.
Good to be here.
I was just kind of wondering, did anybody have any coverage at all on their newspaper or TVs as far as the march on Monsanto that took place?
Well, it was going on in Portland. I don't know which one you're talking about, but it was a pretty big uproar here.
Well, everywhere, but and there was a march here in Pittsburgh as well, but there is absolutely no coverage, no mention of anything about it, which to me is so very scary because it shows the power that Monsanto has to control this kind of information.
Well, we had quite a bit going around here. I can't remember whether it was just on the news or whether it was in print. I didn't remember reading about it, but I think Denny had seen it in print, so
So at least you had something that came out of it for the public to know that it had happened and what it was all about, at least to some degree. I just have been so amazed that around here there was nothing.
I saw one small article in the paper concerning a farmer that had taken it all the way to the, I assume, the Supreme Court. I'm not sure on all the facts. But he was beat down by Monsanto.
Of course.
On the seed situation. So that's all I've seen.
Yeah.
He lost his case.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he'll lose his farm and everything else, you know.
Well, we have one going here on the wheat because of, I guess, a cross-pollination, because it is illegal to use the Monsanto wheat that they've screwed up with here. That is totally illegal, and so there's a big issue going about that. I forgot about that because that was on the news also.
I heard Japan canceled its grain orders in the United States because of it.
Oh, yes, and that was another big issue here in our area, that nobody would accept the grain, and the farmers were really screaming about that. So yeah, we're getting a fair amount of coverage on it. But our group here is so, you know, so aggressive. Like I told you about, you know, the different events that take place, and each year they've gotten bigger and bigger, and a bigger voice. So they said that this was one of the main hubs for the, you know, plant-based all the way around, as well as anything else connected to it.
Well, thank God for that.
Yeah. And did you see Furman on Oz yesterday?
I did see a little bit of it. I didn't see all of it.
Yeah, he was pretty strong again, as he always is. And Oz was backing him up. It seems like every time he has him on, it's closer between the times, and he makes a stronger statement.
His advisory board.
Right, I'm sorry.
I just mentioned that Furman is on his advisory board.
Oh. Okay, I missed that.
Yeah, I don't remember when exactly I heard it, but he has mentioned it.
I heard that as well. It was the, not yesterday, he didn't mention it, but a couple times ago when Dr. Furman was on.
Yeah, yesterday
I think
was
when he was on, when he first had him on, and he said that if he has anybody to that needs to lose weight, he refers them to Dr. Furman, and I think at that point is when he mentioned that he was on the board.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
Yes.
Yeah. Yesterday was a repeat. I don't remember from when, but it was a repeat. Getting back to the Monsanto thing for just a second, Memorial weekend when we went out to Amish to buy our plants, coming home, there was at one of the corners, which was there was a stoplight there, I remember, and there were maybe a half a dozen, and I didn't look at them that closely, but they had placards about Monsanto, and I just clapped my hands to them, and Mindy said, you know, what are they doing here? I said, I have no idea. And then it was the following Sunday, I think, when there was the article in the paper about people were doing this all across the country, you know, in against Monsanto, and I saved the article for Mindy to show it to her, and I said that's why they were out there that Saturday when we saw them. I don't know what good they did or what kind of attention they attracted, but or how many other places around Cleveland they may have been. I don't know.
Well, I know I need to get more of the CDs out, especially the 18-minute one, because that definitely brings the awareness up of the public, and I've been real lax about getting that stuff together and getting it out. I did it for a while.
Lindy Morse
has arrived.
With everybody I came in contact with, and then I let down on it. And it needs to be put out there, because that's how people are going to learn.
Absolutely. And so even, you know, if it didn't attract a lot of attention with the few people that were there, it still sparked some interest and some knowledge that something is going on with Monsanto to whoever is going past. So if that is what happened in just a small amount, then so be it. It's still that many more than knew about it before.
Right. I mean, it's no different than Nican liquid. You know, the time it's taken for people to hear and then repeatedly hear, and you know, it's the same thing. It's all in the same category. It's called health, the health of our bodies.
Right. In a message that I got from Dr. Furman's emails that he sent out, it's this month, June is men's month at Dr. Furman. And so he's talking about tomatoes protect against heart attack and stroke, and saying, Carcinoids are a family of over 600 phytochemicals, including alpha-carotene, beta-carotene, lycopene, lutein, and something I've never even heard of before, zeaxanthin. It's Z-E-A-X-A-N-T-H-I-N. It helps to defend the body's tissues against oxidative damage, which is a natural byproduct of our metabolic process. Oxidative damage from free radicals contributes to chronic diseases and aging. Lycopene is an extremely potent antioxidant. Lycopene is found circulating in the blood and also concentrates in the male reproductive system and has protective effects against prostate cancer. In the skin, lycopene helps to prevent UV damage from the sun, protecting against skin cancer. A 2004 analysis from the Physicians Health Study data found a 39% decrease in stroke risk in men with the highest blood levels of lycopene. A study in men found that low serum lycopene was associated with increased plaque in the carotid artery and triple the risk of cardiovascular events compared to higher levels. In a separate study, women were split into four groups according to their blood lycopene levels. Women in the top three quartiles were 50% less likely to have cardiovascular disease compared to the lowest quartile. Lower total carotenoids, alpha-carotene, and lycopene in the blood were all linked to increased risk of death from all causes of all the carotenoids. Very low blood lycopene was the strongest predictor of mortality. Lycopene is the signature carotenoid of the tomato. 85% of the lycopene in the American diet is derived from tomatoes. Raw, unsulfured, dried, or prepared into homemade sauces or soups, the health benefits of tomatoes are well documented. Once tomatoes have been cooked, they provide far more absorbable lycopene than raw tomatoes. One cup of tomato sauce contains about 10 times the lycopene as a cup of raw chopped tomatoes. A variety of raw and cooked tomatoes is wise, and cooked tomato products like tomato sauce and ketchup are rich sources of lycopene. But beware, the salt and sugar contained in commercially prepared tomato products render them little more than junk food. In fact, over one quarter of a typical bottle of ketchup is actually corn syrup or sugar. So, any comments?
Well, I guess that's one of the easiest things for us to put up, and when we can get a good supply of them, because they are so simple to can or freeze. I mean, freezing them, all you have to do is wash them and lay them on a cookie sheet, and when they're frozen solid, with the peel and everything, throw them on a cookie sheet, and then once they're hard, throw them in baggies, Ziploc baggies, and then when you take them out, the peel drops off as they start to thaw out, and you've got a skinless tomato to throw in soup, sauce, or anything else that's going to cook down. You know, you can cut through it a couple, two, three times, and it's done. And you don't even have to throw them in a baggie. I've left them sitting in the freezer for a year, and the only place that there's going to be any freezer burn is if there is a picked little hole through the skin of the tomato. Oh, my gosh, my husband. Anyway, that's, you know, the extent of it. And just stinking easy.
I think watermelon has a lot of lycopene also.
What, Nancy?
I think watermelon also has a lot of lycopene.
Oh, yes, I forgot about that. That it does.
Among other good things.
Yeah.
Well, I know the person that's living with us can have watermelon because there's practically no potassium in it, and she's on a very restricted potassium diet, which almost everything has a ton of potassium. And of course it's not listed by the RDAs because there is no RDA for it. But when you've got kidney problems, that's a major one. And so she has like no beans whatsoever. I don't even think she's allowed green beans. And I mean there's just so many foods that she can't have that it's I don't know how she's eating. I mean, really, watermelon's one of the few fruits that she can have. I think there's a couple more, but most of the stuff that, you know, we would eat, greens are horrible. She can't have any greens. Maybe there's one green that doesn't have it. I can't remember, but anyway, it's so restricted, it's unbelievable.
Well, I never even thought of the amount of potassium and everything and hadn't heard of anybody that has that kind of problem. But I can't even imagine, like you said, what does she find to eat? What's possible?
Now, she's got a list, but it's very, very, very short. I mean, everything I've tried to say, she's, said no to that she couldn't take anyway, so...
Wow. You know, before I forget, I really wanted to mention, I hope everybody got to hear the kickoff call on Monday night. There were some great things on there. I don't know if everybody knows that the joint formula has been enhanced. And the promotion for the KVB with buying three and getting one free will be extended till the end of December. And with that, you can order under your own account. It doesn't have to be under a customer.
Isn't that exciting?
I think it is fantastic.
I do, too. I think, everybody should be on that for that because look at the discount it gives. I mean, the kickback that you're getting for it. And we'll get the kickback now for what we've already consumed or, you know, what we've ordered under other people. And then, it'll be recalculated in, January. You know, watch her for a minute.
I thought they're doing it every month.
Huh?
I thought they're going to be sending the free one monthly after June.
Oh, really? I didn't hear that. That's not what Vance told me. He was on the very beginning of it, but I could be wrong.
I thought I read that.
They said on the call that it was going to be calculated every month now.
Well, that's great.
So then question, say in July I have I order five canisters, which allows me one free. The next month I order seven. Does that give me...
I don't think they're holding it over, but I don't know.
Okay.
I didn't hear that question.
They were going to do it monthly, so it goes month by month, I'm sure.
But you have to have the three... The
total
quality.
Of the three, at one time, in one month. In other words, you have to track them yourself, but you can see on your other people what they've ordered if they're under your name, if they're customers, so you would be able to go ahead and fill in with another one. It's only for 1 month.
You have to really keep track.
That shows up on the command. Huh?
Mm. That was a question that I've been carrying since this was announced, because, you know, the other way we didn't have to do it each month. It would just accumulated for the 3 months of the contract.
Yeah, but if you were short, you lost out. If you were short one for getting three, you lost out if you didn't keep track of it. Because they did not track it and keep a score for everybody.
Okay.
Because I tried that myself, because I didn't know where I was.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. But I think that's one of the best promotions.
And everybody should go back into Nikon and go to the news, latest news. I'm sure it'll be there. One other thing that was brought up in the call was about the shower head and the possibility of with the bubbles and everything that are oxygenated, what kind of effect that would have as far as helping or preventing or whatever to improve the situation of people who have skin cancer. And I thought that was a very interesting concept to kind of follow up on and see what kind of reactions people would have, especially people who already have skin cancer and are dealing with it. So, an ongoing
thing. You know, one thing for sure is that it's going to require less soap or gel or whatever you're using in the shower. And I would gather that most people are not that careful with what they use for cleansing their body, the average American anyway. And with using less of that that we know is a lot of ingredients in it that are cancer contributing, if not causing, that would be a major factor right there. But, there, you know, how are you going to gauge it? It's pretty difficult to gauge that one. So it's just going to be a given that if you use less of it, your skin is absorbing less of it, and you're not going to be faced with, you know, the amount. And that's a big product.
Yes.
In the stand on the chair. You told me to put them in there.
Yeah, I think just, you know, the fact of being aware of it, it's just one more thing to add to how good our products are, that's all.
Yeah.
You don't even think
about it. Kind of like when you look at the healthy child, all the factors that go together.
Yeah. Well, we're kind of at the last 5 minutes. Anybody have anything to say or bring up to discuss at this point? Any new recipes? Anything going on with you that you want to talk about?
Well, I did, if nobody else has one, I did the collared wraps. Did it again yesterday, and I was absolutely amazed that my two younger granddaughters, the two youngest ones, the youngest being, she's 10 and 12. The 10-year-old, last time she was over here, which hasn't been that long, and that I had food out, she was picky, picky, picky. I did those collared roll-ups, and I gave them just one little piece. I thought, you know, I don't want the kids to waste them, but they do know that they have to eat what they ask for. So I put one on a plate, a small, thin one, not even a half-inch strip, and they devoured it. And they stood there and watched me put it together, and they said, Grandma, you didn't put the lemon juice. I can tell you don't have the lemon juice in this one. It's got to have the lemon juice. Can you unwrap it and put the lemon juice in? They ate a whole one between them, and it was a long, big leaf, and that's a lot of chewing because they're not cooked until the leaf is real tender. It's chewy, and that's one reason you want to cut them into thin strips. But they said, we wouldn't have to cut them. We could just eat the whole thing, just pick it up like a tube and eat the whole thing, Grandma. And I'm wow.
Yes.
And the young one, the 10-year-old, she said to me, she said, isn't it interesting how much more I like now, Grandma? And I thought, I think my neighbor is part partially responsible for that, Wendy, the one that I was helping with the wheatgrass. We haven't been exchanging food so much anymore because they're busy and we're busy, but she has the kids back and forth a lot, and I know she puts out really, really healthy stuff too. And her kids are much more attuned to it than my grandchildren were. And so anyway, I'm grateful, you know, just work on those kids because their taste buds will change. And I mean, I just can't believe in the last 6 months what she's telling me and how she's looking at food. Both of them, actually, they say, well, it's not our favorite, but we eat it. And boy, the young one never ever said that. I don't like it. I don't like it. She'd look at it and pick at it and sniff it and then get her older sister to eat the rest of it. So it pays. It pays off in the long run. Yeah, time and patience. Anybody else have anything? Alrighty then, before I get into anything else that's longer, it's almost time to wrap it up. So maybe we should today and get on our way and do what we need to do. So thanks everybody for participating. I certainly appreciate it and love to spend my mornings with you, of course, and have a great day.
Thank you, Betty.
Thanks.
Thanks, Betty. Thanks, Betty. Appreciate it.
Welcome. Bye-bye now.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.